Church of Christ. Well, there ain't an empty seat to be found, and this is my town. Yeah. Sitting right there in our yard. The county came and took that water tower, and that skinny with a baby in the car. Oh, we're off to Sunday service at the Church of Christ, and if we want to see, we better leave right now. And maybe later, me and O.T. Roll will show you around our town.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Despite the freezing of more than $2 billion in federal aid, Harvard University is not budging in its refusal to let the Trump administration change its policies. ABC's Will Reeve is on campus with more.
Harvard is digging in. The university president writing in a statement, "No government, regardless of which party is in power, should dictate what private universities can teach, whom they can admit and hire, and which areas of study and inquiry they can pursue." President Obama writing on social media, "Harvard has set an example for other higher ed institutions, rejecting an unlawful and ham-handed attempt to stifle academic freedom. Let's hope other institutions follow suit."
President Trump says he's joining some of his top economic advisors for negotiations at the White House over tariffs and trade with a top Japanese official who is traveling to Washington for talks. China announcing today its economy grew at a 5.4% rate in the first quarter of the year. This is ABC News. Addressing the needs of a national conference based on the needs of disabled and Social Security recipients, former President Joe Biden returned to the national stage last night in Chicago, issuing his first public comment since leaving office.
Social Security is about more than retirement accounts. It's about honoring a fundamental trust between government and people.
As for the current political situation in the country,
he doesn't say Donald Trump's name. All he says is, look what's happened now. He says that in fewer than 100 days of Donald Trump in this second term, Joe Biden says that Trump and the Trump administration have, in his view, enacted so much damage. That's what Joe Biden said. And so much destruction is what he also said.
That's ABC's Jay O'Brien. Jury selection continues today in Harvey Weinstein's retrial in New York. His sex assault conviction was overturned in 2022. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
On April 2nd, the Fifield Fire Department and the Park Falls Ambulance Service were paged at the intersection of Highway 70 east of Fifield for a single vehicle rollover crash that left the driver and her dog trapped in the vehicle. Both the driver and the dog made it out okay, and we spoke to the driver, who wanted to express her sincere thanks to the emergency services that responded to the scene.
Thank you with all of my heart to the first responders. It was made abundantly clear to me that this community is an extraordinary one, full of caring folks who will drop anything they're doing to help. An extra special thank you goes to Bill Kazowitz, who literally got down into the vehicle with Toby and I while we were being cut out. Our states of mind sure appreciated that. Thank you again to all involved.
Saturday, April 19th at 8 p.m., Jack's Corner Bar invites you out to have a rad time going back to the 90s. So find your fly outfit and stop on by for a time that's sure to be off the hook. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, April 19th at 8 p.m. over at Jack's Corner Bar. A judge has ruled that the Trump administration cannot revoke the visa of a UW-Madison student weeks before he's set to graduate with his degree. Savannah Tomei Olson has the story.
According to the State Journal, Krishlal Isardasani is a 21-year-old student from India. He's a month away from completing his computer engineering degree. The paper reports the Trump administration canceled his visa April 4th. Federal Judge William Conley issued a 12-page order saying his visa was wrongly terminated and Isardasani didn't have any due process to correct that. His ruling also said after educational expenses for 3.5 years, Isardasani would face irreparable harm if he was forced to leave. At least 24 UW-Madison international students and alumni have had their visas revoked. When you include all the other UW system campuses across the state, that number climbs to more than 40. The Trump administration has canceled more than 1,000 student visas nationwide. UW-Madison officials have told local outlets they're not getting notified when people's visas are canceled. They have staff just checking databases every couple hours. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil changer, just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
The Brewers end their losing streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers shut out the Tigers 5-0, ending a 3-game losing streak. Reese Hoskins smacked a fastball to deep center field for his first home run of the season.
Yeah, breaking the ice, there's maybe something to be said for that. Yeah, it's just nice to get rewarded for some quality at-bats.
NBA, the Bucks' Damian Lillard, slowly making progress from that blood clot in his right leg. Could he be back for the playoffs? Doc Rivers.
Well, I mean, we're hopeful, you know. We're just following the protocols, and so we'll see, you know, but we don't know yet.
Badgers head football coach Luke Fickell on the search for a new left tackle after losing Kevin Haywood in spring practice to a torn ACL, out for the year.
You know, now we got to have to figure out how we're going to manage some of that and move some guys around and expect some other guys to step up, whether it's Leighton Nelson and Emerson Mandel and guys like that that got to step in.
That's Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Got an amazing story here today of interest to trout and salmon anglers from across the region. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources recently confirmed the spawning activity of an impressive native species in the shallows of Lake Superior along Minnesota's North Shore. More details when we return, but first, you fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports, make your own with Onyx Fish. Welcome back. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources last fall discovered spawning coaster brook trout in the shallows of Lake Superior along Minnesota's North Shore. Coaster brook trout are significantly larger than stream brook trout. They regularly exceed 20 inches, and they were common in Lake Superior 150 years ago. Overfishing during the settlement era eventually eliminated their ability to spawn along Superior's south shore of Michigan and Wisconsin and north shore along Minnesota. The fish still spawn in areas around Isle Royale off the coast of Ontario. This new spawning activity off the shore of Minnesota appears to be substantial. The DNR says it identified at least 50 large brookies spawning over a gravelly Lake Superior substrate last October. The DNR is conducting some genetic testing to try to determine the origin of the fish. The agency says it'll work to manage and expand this brook trout population to provide future sport fishing opportunity. I'm Rob Gerisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com. Northwoods
weather. Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some patchy fog possible early, otherwise sunny skies and a nice April day with highs in the mid-50s. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the mid-30s. On Thursday, look for some rain to develop in the afternoon, maybe a rumble of thunder as well, highs in the upper 50s. It's 20 degrees at our studios. 98Q Country.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro. When I was a boy, just about the 8th grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool, Giuseppe going to flunk a school. Boy, it make me sick, all the thing I gotta do. I can't get no kicks, I always got to follow rules. Boy, it make me sick, just to make the lousy bucks. Got to feel like a fool, and the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter you, hey, gotta no respect. What do you think you do, why you look so sad? It's not so bad, it's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. That's my mom, I can remember. Big accordion solo. Ow! Play that thing. Really nice, really nice. But soon there come a day, gonna be a bigger star. Then they make a TV shows and the movies, get myself a new car. But still I be myself, I don't want it to change a thing. Still a dance and a sing. Think about the mama, she used to say, what's the matter you, hey, got no respect. What do you think you do, why you look so sad? It's not so bad, it's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. What's the matter you, hey, got no respect. What do you think you do, why you look so sad? It's not so bad, it's a nicer place. Shut up your face.
That's my mom.
Hello, everybody. That's out there on the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had to big hit the song in Italy with this? Shut up your face. I sing this song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. That's making me feel so good. You ought to learn that this song, it's a real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter you? You sing, hey. Then I sing the rest. And then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up, you face. Okay, let's try it, really. Uno, due, tre, quattro. What's the matter, you?
Hey!
Got no respect.
Hey!
What do you think you do?
Hey!
Why you look so sad?
Hey!
It's not so bad.
Hey!
It's a nicer place.
Ah, shut up, you face.
That's great. We're gonna do the better this time, I bet. Hey! What's the matter, you?
Hey!
Got no respect.
Hey!
So bad,
hey!
It's a nicer place.
Hey! Ah,
shut up in your face.
Okay, one more time for mama, everybody.
What's the matter, you?
Hey!
Got no respect.
Hey!
What do you think you do?
Hey!
Why you look so sad?
Hey!
It's a not so bad.
Hey!
It's a nicer place.
Ah,
shut up in your face.
Here we go, another edition of Reality Radio at 8:15, a beautiful sunny spring day here. We got lots to talk about today. Folks going to be coming in from a group called Hooves of Joy. Be joining us in a little bit. A little chamber talk, a little embrace talk. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and Kendra from our local embrace shelter will join us. And the Phillips Moose have some Easter stuff coming up, and Darren Patterson will join us. We'll quiz him on some baseball stuff, talk Shawamigan sports. We're talking the outdoors right away, though. We've got Craig in here from Bader Sports Center. Morning, Craig.
Good morning.
How was all out there today?
Oh, it's, I wish winter or Mother Nature would make up her mind again.
Yeah, a little warm today. We should be mid-50s today, so we might be able to get outside and walk around. Yesterday was a little bit cold.
Yeah, the breeze windy. Was a little chilly.
A little cold and windy. Let's talk about Bader Sports Center. Of course, we've talked a lot of turkey already, it seems like, for the last couple of months. But the turkey season is going on, right?
Yeah,
right
now? Just started season one.
All right.
So that'll go through end of May. So there's six seasons total. So that's rolling now.
All right. All right. So what does that mean, season one? Is that certain areas, certain sections?
No, it's statewide.
Okay.
It's just they have one-week seasons.
Okay.
Hunters apply for a tag in a particular season. And
okay.
If they get a turkey in that season, they're good. If they don't, they're done till next year.
So they don't want everybody out there at once, basically putting a lot of pressure on the birds, make it more of a...
Correct.
Spread it out a little bit kind of hunt.
Yep.
All right, so get those turkeys off the side of the road, hopefully. Maybe. So that continues here for a few weeks. Of course, the fishing opener, a couple weeks away already. No problem with open water this year, that's for sure.
No, the chains opened up down in Phillips. Actually saw a few boats out there. I think guys just... getting their boats out and getting them ready to head out fishing.
Getting moving around a little bit. So it's 2 weeks from Saturday. I think the governor's opener is over in Rice Lake. But open water will not be a problem. Hopefully the weather will be nice for that. And look for some special things coming up leading up to that, sale-wise at Bader's. Right?
Right. We've got our pretty much store-wide 30% sale going on right now. There are some exclusions on... what's on sale, what's not on sale. But that'll be going through end of business on Saturday.
Okay. So current sale running through Saturday. They can always go to the Bader Sports Center Facebook page, always putting kind of flash sales and info on there and stuff like that, right?
Right. Yep. Kim's real good with the Facebook postings, so
all right.
Check it out if you haven't, or keep checking if you do.
All right. And again, keep your ears open for some special stuff coming up for that fishing opener, but I'm assuming you guys are pretty stocked up for all that?
We got the ice fishing stuff put away, and the open water stuff is out, hanging, ready to go.
You're saying the ice fishing season's over, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, pretty
okay.
much.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Get a foot of snow next week and 20 below. Yeah. We'll be calling you. But yeah, everything's out there ready to roll in the store, so... people want to get the jigs and all that, the new rods, reels, whatever it may be, right?
Right. We're stocked up pretty well on Daiwa reels. We got some Daiwa rods in this year, which is new for us. Some new lures from Rapala, a couple new items. We got some chatterbaits. People were asking about those last year. We had a
few. Chatterbaits? What are those?
It's basically a bladed jig. It just... vibrates and clicks when you retrieve it through the water. You can
okay.
swim it, bounce it off the bottom like you do a regular jig, put a plastic trail on it. It's actually a pretty effective lure, especially in semi-stained to stained water, because they do put off a lot of flash and a lot of vibration.
Okay. Now, for those who... so let's take a moment, because we don't do this very often, to talk about... the novice fisher person, okay? Maybe the person who just moved up here. Maybe there's a youngster or someone who just hasn't fished much but maybe wants to fish a little bit. So pan fishing, of course, for the bluegills and the sunnies and stuff like that is pretty basic stuff, right? You're talking hook and worm. Can you do other stuff with that?
Well, the last few years there's been a pretty good explosion in plastic lures for pan fish.
Oh, really? Really?
Small downsize plastics, very effective through the ice. I've used them on some of the lakes around here for panfish. crappies seem to love them.
Oh, really?
So that's a good way to go. Bluegills and sunnies, they'll hit just about anything. Perch are pretty much the same way. So
yeah.
If you want to not have to bait a hook after every fish, plastics are the way to go.
All right. So there are other ways to do it. I think that holds back some people from fishing. They're like, oh, you put a worm on a hook, you know. And then you get that good cast, and you see your bobber going that way and the worm going that way because you didn't put it on there good enough, right?
Yeah, three splashes are never good.
Exactly. So you can stop on them baiters, talk to folks about that stuff. Now, when we talk about the fishing opener on May 3rd, so what's opening there? What opens up for them?
Basically, all the game fish. Muskie is the exception there. That opens up typically the Saturday of Memorial Day weekend, end of May.
Okay.
But walleye, bass, northern, those will all be reopening May 3rd. Panfish is still going right now. That's open year-round, but
yeah.
The game fish species will be opening May 3rd.
And the novice fishermen may wonder, well, why do we turn on and off the seasons? What are we doing here? Take pressure off the fish, spawning seasons.
Spawning
right?
season is the, right? is the main reason.
Is the main reason why we want to be sure these fish are producing more fish. So
correct.
So we can continue the tradition up here, of course, and all that. So all the fishing stuff you need at Baiters, and you can always ask any questions down there. Licensing also, right?
Licenses. Yep. All the 2024 licenses are now expired. So stop in, and we'll get you all set up for fishing and hunting for this year.
And they tacked on a little bit to those this year, didn't they? Did the fee go up a little bit?
Not yet.
They talked about it.
Yeah, I'm hearing rumors, and that's all I'm going to say is they're rumors.
So get your license, because they might be jacking it up 20 bucks or so, right?
You get it. They're not going to come after you for an additional $5 or $10 or whatever the rates go up.
Right, but if you're going to get a license, go ahead and get it, because it sounds like there's an extra fee coming of some sorts eventually. Yeah. All right, and all of your, as far as hunting goes, up here, people are always thinking about deer hunting, the bows and the guns and stuff like that, and you guys got those.
Oh, yeah. We got a few new guns in. Have a fair amount of 22s if anybody's looking to get a young shooter out in the woods and teach them gun safety and not have to worry about a loud explosion and a lot of kickback. 22's the way to go. That's how I started way long time ago.
Yeah,
with a 22.
Not quite as alarming on the ears or on the body. Yeah.
No. But we've got everything, all the good deer calibers. We got a few ARs.
Okay.
on the shelves. A lot of people still interested in those. And if you see a gun that you really like, we don't have in stock, we'll be happy to see if we can order it for you. Usually takes about a week or so to get them in, if the vendors have them in stock.
Right. And you got a few used guns, too, on consignment,
is that
right?
A few used guns.
Yeah.
Some really nice ones down there, too. So come in and check them out.
All right. Baiters Sports Center, baitersportscenter.com. And check out their Facebook page. Search for Baiters Sports Center. Always some updates on sales and stuff going on there. All right. So I think we're ready to kick into this this warm weather here. I think we're good.
I'm hoping it stays. I was kind of disappointed yesterday and today when saw that white stuff on the ground, the frost, and then a little bit of snow yesterday. Didn't make me a happy camper.
Yeah, I know. I spent a lot of time outside for a couple of days, and I thought I was in that spring mode of gardening and stuff, and then, that happens. Yeah.
Well, the other day we were out on the porch, and was it Sunday, I believe, and saw a couple mosquitoes. So that's the other thing. That season's coming, and we're stocked up on insect repellent and thermocells. So always plan ahead for those little buggers.
Yeah, they're coming. All right, spring is a lot of people's favorite time of the year is spring, with the return of all the birds and the robins and the birds building their nests, and it seems like everybody's busy. It's a great time of the year. All right, so check out Baiters Sports Center for all you need to get hunting, fishing, and even just walking through the outdoors. You guys got all kinds of clothing, right?
Yep, all kinds of clothing and camping stuff. Anybody that's into camping, come on down and check out what we have down there for that activity.
You hardcore early season campers.
Uh-huh. We got good warm sleeping bags.
Yeah, you might need them here. So Bader Sports Center, BaderSportsCenter.com. They're right on Highway 13 in Phillips, right next to Pick and Save. All right, Craig. Semi-retired, Craig. Not fully, but semi-retired. You won't see him as much at Bader's, but he'll still be there, right?
I'll still be there.
All right. Thank you, Craig.
All right. Thank you.
Craig at Bader Sports Center. More to come on Reality Radio. We'll check the news in just a moment.
Nemuth Implement is an authorized Mahindra dealership. They are proud to carry a large selection of new and pre-owned inventory, so when you are ready to invest in new equipment, their knowledgeable sales, financing, service, and parts departments are prepared to make your experience outstanding. From assisting you in choosing a product to maintenance and customization, they value your business for the long haul. Call 715-678-2271 or stop by the Stetsonville showroom. Also, ask about their weekly local deliveries. Nemuth Implement, just south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
Progressive knows when you're on your boat, you're already on vacation. And vacation you forgets all your worries. Vacation you doesn't even keep track of time and knows that time is a meaningless construct designed to control us, man. But regular you knows you don't want to be too far out in the water after the sun goes down because vacation you doesn't know how to navigate in the dark yet. Vacation you and regular you really need to get on the same page. So bundle your boat with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers. 98, then the letter Q, country, dot. That's the period button down there. Com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcasts at the top of the... No, not the logo. You're already on the website.
Hmm.
Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's Reality Radio segments.
Aha.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Aha.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q Podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Despite the freezing of more than $2 billion in federal aid, Harvard University is not budging in its refusal to let the Trump administration change its policies. ABC's Will Reeve is on campus with more.
Harvard is digging in. The university president writing in a statement, "No government, regardless of which party is in power, should dictate what private universities can teach, whom they can admit and hire, and which areas of study and inquiry they can pursue."
President
Obama writing on social media, "Harvard has set an example for other higher ed institutions, rejecting an unlawful and ham-handed attempt to stifle academic freedom. Let's hope other institutions follow suit."
President Trump says he's joining some of his top economic advisors for negotiations at the White House over tariffs and trade with a top Japanese official who is traveling to Washington for talks. China announcing today its economy grew at a 5.4% rate in the first quarter of the year. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know.
Wildlife officials are warning bird flu is still spreading across the state, and that it's estimated to have killed hundreds of wild birds over the last few months. DNR officials say there was a significant uptake in reports of sick and dead geese in multiple counties in December, as well as die-offs of geese and swans in January and February. They are also waiting on test results on samples taken from more than 70 dead sandhill cranes in recent weeks, and they're asking residents to report any sightings of multiple dead birds. Wednesday, April 23rd, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., the Fifield Dirt Devils ATV Club is hosting an Adopt-a-Highway spring cleanup on Hilgart Road. They would like you to meet at Hilgart Road at 10 a.m., and they also state that trail cleanup slash maintenance should start around mid-April, weather permitting. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday, April 23rd, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., over at Hilgart Road in Park Falls. If you're considering a change in career, there are job openings in medical fields. Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz has more.
About 9% of Wisconsin hospital jobs are vacant. That's according to a newly released report by the Wisconsin Hospital Association. Job vacancies are down from nearly 10% a year ago, but Wisconsin's workforce shortage remains a challenge as baby boomers retire and increase the demand for health care. The report recommends expanded health care career pathway programs, more flexible reimbursement models, and technology support for telehealth monitoring and home care. Similar steps were recommended last year by a task force appointed by Governor Tony Evers. Of 18 job categories assessed, certified registered nurse anesthesiist have the highest vacancy rate at 13.8%, followed by surgical technicians, respiratory therapists, advanced practice nurses, and certified nursing assistants, all with vacancy rates of 11.2% or more. The vacancy rate for registered nurses, who make up about half of the hospital workforce, is 9.1%.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
We're going to talk a little sports. Our Shawamigan AD Darren Patterson will join us in just a little bit to update us on Shawamigan sports. We'll do our baseball quiz with him, too, as we do each time. But we're going to talk a little Hooves of Joy. We have Lisa and Joy with us to talk about this local organization and event coming up. So good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. So let's get people informed, first of all. On Reality Radio, the reality is sometimes there's great things and events going on around our area that maybe we just don't hear about and know about. So tell us about Hooves of Joy and kind of what it's about and how it got going, I guess, first of all, if we could.
Okay, well, Hooves of Joy is a nonprofit therapeutic riding center located up in Ashland, Wisconsin. I'm local here, and I'm a participant there, and now I've become a volunteer, and I just can't say enough amazing things about this place. As a person who was very involved in horses, I really have found a treasure here hidden in the Northwoods.
Fantastic. So talk a little bit about what the mission is, kind of what's involved with a yearly function of the Hooves of Joy?
Well, we want to aim to improve the lives of children and adults who are dealing with physical and emotional and intellectual challenges through therapeutic riding and equine-assisted learning programs. Our mission is simple yet profound: to harness the incredible, natural, therapeutic power of horsemanship to bring joy and healing to those who need it most.
Okay. So talk a little bit about some of the things you do year-round, some of the programs you do for kids and such through the year.
Well, what has become our motto is defying disabilities through horsemanship, one goal at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We might, like this week, we did Easter egg hunts and we...
On horseback,
okay,
yeah.
All right.
So it makes it a little more difficult to find the eggs when you're on a horse.
Mm-hmm.
And then just bringing them confidence from being able to maneuver their horse to the spot to pick up that egg can be a lot more difficult than what it sounds.
Yeah.
You can't just take your little legs over there. You got to take the legs of the horse with you. So it improves their horsemanship and brings them joy and confidence and self-esteem.
Yeah. It definitely does. It empowers a person like myself when you can control that, you know, 1,000 or 1,200 pound animal.
Mm-hmm.
It is very empowering. It makes you realize that even though life may be throwing you some extra challenges, that you are able to still do hard things or overcome hard things. And it transfers into all areas of people's lives. It's really incredible.
All right. So is it Hooves of Joy designed for those with disabilities, or is it designed kind of open to all, or how would you define the mission of that?
So we're open to all, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
We include all. I want to tell one story. I have a young lady that had a stroke, and she's been coming for like about 5 weeks, and I think her story is all over our Facebook page. Vicky is her name, and she really has a hard time with the right side of her body. So when she was asked to do the hunting for the Easter eggs and be able to pick them up, she has to learn how to reuse her body in a way to move this horse. And she comes from a background like Lisa that she knew how to ride. So now she's have to having to relearn how to ride and use her body a little bit differently. And she's reached so many people because they're amazed, because none of them thought that she would be able to do that. And I think we're capturing that in our communities across the United States, because we are across Wisconsin, because we do serve the whole state of Wisconsin, are realizing that there's nothing that can hold you back.
Yeah.
You know, if you really want something, you can succeed. And I think that's our main mission, is to help people know it's not just going to be about the horse that they're going to succeed, but about their life. That it doesn't end here.
Right, the horse is the tool that we use basically to accomplish that.
Sure, and you've had you indicated that you people have come to Hooves of Joy from all over the state, right?
Yes. Not, yes.
I mean, you're about Minnesota. As far north as you can get in Ashland, but people have come from all over, huh?
Right.
Yeah.
We have one inquiring right now from Milwaukee, so we're really excited about that. We've had people from Minnesota and Michigan.
All right. Fantastic. Now, we have a special event coming up, a fundraiser for Hooves of Joy. I've been in radio going on 39 years now, and I don't think I've ever announced a raffle where we were raffling off a horse. All right? I think this is the first time. So you win the prize for that. Congratulations.
Oh, great.
Or the equivalent of monetarily wise, but we have a very special event coming up here, right?
Right.
All right.
Right.
So tell us a little bit about it.
We are raffling off a horse or $10,000 cash on May 3rd, which is the Derby, Kentucky Derby Day.
Okay.
It's at the Neighborly Bar in Ashland, Wisconsin, known for their fundraisers, basket raffles, 50-50 raffles. We're really excited that we're going to be there. This horse is very special. I ask you to check out our website and our Facebook page. You can see many pictures.
His name is Justify.
Yes, okay. Which, by the way, was the last Triple Crown winner of the Kentucky Derby, Justify.
Okay, all right.
So it's significant there.
Very
He's
fun.
He's very well trained.
All right. So so that's a Neighborly Bar in Ashland on May 3rd.
Correct.
Is the event. Obviously selling tickets ahead of time, too.
Right.
For this also. Are there places that people can pick up tickets ahead of time if they can't make it there?
You can go to our website, www.hoofsofjoy.com.
Okay.
The Neighborly is selling tickets, and so is the local bar in Ashland, Wisconsin. And if you go on our Facebook page and request, I'm sure I can find somebody close to you that has tickets directly.
So hechoovesofjoy.com. And I'm assuming there's information, a lot of stuff that we covered already here this morning.
Yes,
on
absolutely.
There about Hooves of Joy. This has been fantastic. How long has Hooves of Joy been in existence? How long has it been around?
Since 2018.
Okay, so fairly new. Fairly new. Has to be very exciting to see it grow, I'm sure, every year, right?
Right.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? Last year, we served 1,280 people, and with 6,200 hours of volunteer time.
Wow.
Actually, we had that many sessions.
Yeah.
So some of the people ride more than once a week, like myself. So that's how many sessions we did last year, which is still phenomenal. But the need is out there. We serve a lot of people that are nonverbal and with autism. And horses are just a fantastic way for them to communicate and to learn to communicate better. Like I said, we call them magic moments in the arena, but until you see it, it's hard to capture in word.
Yeah, and I mean, people have things that drive them that they enjoy doing, whatever situation there are in life. But a person has a love of horses, maybe has always had the desire to ride a horse, that's not just something that you can just stumble upon. It's just like there's a lot of people out there who maybe have that love and just have had no avenue to get to it, right?
Absolutely.
Because it is a very, very unique thing. And I'm sure you've heard that story from many people saying, probably walked in and maybe rode a horse for the first time, right? Or maybe even saw a horse for the first time,
and
right?
Especially if you have a disability, you know, because we have provisions at Hooves of Joy with a ramp to get people on and off of a horse.
Yeah.
You know, some of the people that come to us are in a wheelchair, and we're still able to safely and effectively get them off and on the horse so they can enjoy some freedom. That horse gives them legs that maybe you know, they can no longer run like myself, but that horse becomes my legs, and it's pretty cool.
Sure. So May 3rd is the Neighborly Bar in Ashland. Again, hechoovesofjoy.com. If you want to get a raffle ticket and support the ventures or have more information, we're going to have you back in again next Wednesday to talk a little bit more about it and about the event. So again, hechoovesofjoy.com, a great place to go to check out the all the information and kind of the mission and what they're all about at Hooves of Joy. All right. Well, we'll see both of you next week. Be back.
Yes.
Okay.
And thank you so much.
Look forward to talking more about Hooves of Joy next week. All right. Thank you for coming in. Lisa and Joy with Hooves of Joy against hechoovesofjoy.com. We've got Darren Patterson talk a little sports. We'll do that. Hang on 1 minute.
The Brewers end their losing streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers shut out the Tigers 5-0, ending a 3-game losing streak. Rhys Hoskins smacked a fastball to deep center field for his first home run of the season.
Yeah, breaking the ice, there's maybe something to be said for that. Yeah, it's just nice to get rewarded for some quality at-bats.
NBA, the Bucks' Damian Lillard, slowly making progress from that blood clot in his right leg. Could he be back for the playoffs? Doc Rivers.
Well, I mean, we're hopeful, you know. We're just following the protocols, and so we'll see, you know, but we don't know yet.
Badgers head football coach Luke Fickell on the search for a new left tackle after losing Kevin Haywood in spring practice to a torn ACL, out for the year.
You know, now we got to have to figure out how we're going to manage some of that and move some guys around and expect some other guys to step up, whether it's Leighton Nelson and Emerson Mandel and guys like that got to step in.
That's Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
We'll talk a little Park Falls Chamber in just a moment. We've got Darren Patterson, our Shawamigan High School Athletic Director, with us on the phone here. Darren, good morning to you. I think we may have lost Darren. Maybe we didn't lose Darren. I think we did lose Darren. All right, try back again, Mr. Patterson. We'll get you on here in just a moment. We'll do some birthdays in just a second. It's hechoovesofjoy.com, and we'll have them in next week if you want to support that great organization. They would certainly appreciate it. What a great thing. They're doing a big 90s dance this this Saturday, and they're doing that at Jack's Corner Bar. If you want to go on down there, we hit all the terms last Friday during Reality Radio when Big G first announced this, the booyahs and talk to the hand and all that stuff. We did all that, but if you want to have a little fun celebrating the 90s, Jack's Corner Bar on Saturday night, and that will be an 8 o'clock start time for the bash, celebrating the 90s at Jack's. Big Easter Festival going on with Peace Lutheran Church on Saturday, and that's going from 11 to 1. I'll tell you more about that in just a moment, but we're going to talk Shawamigan High School sports. We've got our guy, Mr. Patterson, from the Shawamigan High School online with us now. Darren, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. Happy Wednesday. Good morning to you.
Happy Wednesday to you. Okay, before we delve into Shawamigan High School sports, I'm going to make this a little tougher for you, okay? 1990, Darren's a baseball all knowledgeable here. 1990, Boston Red Sox, third baseman.
Wade Boggs.
Yeah, Wade Boggs. One of the great hitters of all time, right? We probably put him in the top 10, would you say, probably of all time?
I don't know. I guess it depends on your angle, how you're looking at it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think the guy ever struck out, really, if you look at the back of the statistics. I think he could make it through a whole season striking out, like, less than 50 times. But he was always, like, hitting well over 300. I guess I would define it, Joel, one of the top 10 contact hitters of all time, for sure.
Yeah, that was like his seventh or eighth season in the bigs, and his career batting average was .352 at the time. Oh, man.
Yeah, he was pretty good. He was a really good one. And then to make things interesting, you know, he played most of his career with the Red Sox, and then he goes to the Yankees. So
yeah,
I always wonder what Boston fans thought of that just because of their rivalry. But
yeah,
I guess it is what it is.
He ended up at .328. I'm sure that he didn't bat quite as good the last few years, but yeah, kind of that Don Mattingly, and I always parallel him and Don Mattingly as very similar players. Is that a good analysis?
Yeah, I mean, they're both kind of, you know, in the prime of their careers, in what, the mid-'80s, late-'80s? I would say so, yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, let's talk local sports. We had baseball last night right here. Well, we were supposed to have baseball last night right here, but the game's getting bumped back, but things are looking better here for baseball and softball here in the next few days, Darren.
Yeah, we were supposed to. We were supposed to host Ironwood in a doubleheader for softball yesterday, and baseball was going to have their first Merriwood North matchup with Abbotsford. And I certainly like to tip my cap to Coach Herbst's father-in-law, Mel Skowinski. I know he was out on the baseball field with his longboard trying to blow snow off it. I mean, they really tried. But, you know, at the end of the day, too, Joel, we got to be smart about, you know, not putting the kids in harm's way. And of course, I'd like to think we have tough kids up here in northern Wisconsin, you know, just dealing with the elements that we have up here. But, you know, when you start thinking about playing a baseball game when the wind chill feels like 24, 25 degrees, that's a little dicey too. And, you know, thinking about players' health and safety, and we do have a lot of games left. It just seemed like it was in the best interest of the kids. We'll try another day when the weather's a little bit better. But we actually had everything canceled yesterday. So both baseball and softball, and then our track team was to go to Rhinelander. So everything was off the schedule yesterday, and we'll try again, I guess.
Yeah, we've got, baseball Thursday down in Abbotsford, is that right?
Yeah, so how the Merriwood does it now, and I actually like it, we've been doing this for about 4 or 5 years now, is because in the past you'd have your schedule set up, and your schedule would be set up conference-wise in a rotation, kind of like basketball or another sport where you'd face, say, Phillips, you know, this week, and then you'd run through all of your games, and then you'd see them maybe like 6 weeks later or whatever it was. But for baseball and softball, we do it a little bit differently. We try to put them on back-to-back days, or if it's on a Tuesday, you have the Wednesday off, and then you go Thursday. But we try to keep the home and away similar, so if you miss out on, let's say in our case with Abbotsford, we missed out yesterday on Tuesday, which we were supposed to host, then we're scheduled to go to them on Thursday, so then that game just becomes a doubleheader. So it kind of helps us stay on track a little bit.
Yeah.
Which I kind of like, instead of, you know, trying to piece through a scheduling puzzle nightmare to try to figure it out. So in that sense, and it's kind of good for all the schools because it kind of helps us stay on track. And, you know, if you can't play one day, then the next date, which is that week, just turns into a doubleheader. So our baseball team is looking at a doubleheader tomorrow with Abbotsford. Right now, game one is slated to start at 4 o'clock, but Joel, as you might know, there's rain predicted for tomorrow too. Some thunderstorms that seem to be moving into the area here and Abbotsford around 6 o'clock. So there is some discussions of maybe bumping that doubleheader up even earlier in the day. But then, you know, we have to get approval from both schools that, you know, we're just going to let kids leave school to go do that too. So there's a lot of things we're trying to iron out, but it's a delicate balance of being respectful to your academic time, but, you know, also looking at the reality is if we don't play earlier, we probably going to get washed out again. So
right. So baseball struggling to get that game in, first game in, but softball got a couple games, actually 4 games in already, right?
Yeah. The softball team is 2-2. They beat Ladysmith last week in a doubleheader, 2 nice convincing wins. So that was nice for them. And then they drop games to Marathon, and then on Monday they we traveled to Tomahawk, and we put up a bunch of runs, 13 runs, but unfortunately Tomahawk did too. They ended up beating us 23-13. But yeah, softball's got 4 games in their belt, and they're sitting at .500, and baseball's 1-2 at 3 games right now.
Okay, and the track season underway with a lot of indoor stuff. Have they been able to get outdoors yet?
Yesterday would have been our first outdoor meet. So that was called, but up to this point, we've just done the indoor circuit. No more indoor meets on the schedule. Now we just, you know, get on our knees and beg Mother Nature to cooperate with us, I guess. But
yeah,
we do have 2 outdoor meets next week on Thursday and Friday. So hopefully we get back out there and the kids can show us what they got.
Yeah, good rivalry week next week with Shawamigan and Phillips playing baseball. And, let's see, what is it, softball home and away next week. Is it baseball, too?
I think it is. Monday and Tuesday.
Monday and Tuesday.
Yep. So we'll, and that's always a fun game, regardless of the sport, as you know, Joel, being here a long time. So,
yeah.
They should be really good games on both sports, baseball and softball. So
be a real good opportunity if anyone from both community wants to go and see the kids play. I think both games are going to be very entertaining, to say the least.
Yeah, in Phillips on Monday, and then Tuesday we'll be here, and you can actually watch both games at once, stand out in right field. That's what's nice about our complex here. You can stand over the right field fence, you can watch both games at once. It's nice.
Yeah, that's kind of the beauty of our at least at our complex, that you can kind of, you know, just, that's usually what I do, or I kind of like my spot on the back side of the track where I watch from the outfield baseball and then kind of watch behind home plate of softball. But there's certainly opportunities where you can watch both games at the same time. And there's probably not a lot of venues that you can do that, so it's kind of neat.
Yeah, it is nice. All right, Darren, thank you much. We'll chat with you hopefully next week with an update on a lot more stuff that's happening. Thank you, sir.
All right, take care, Joel.
Mr. Darren Patterson, he is the athletic director for the Shawamigan High School. Spring is one of the most challenging times for athletic directors, moving around games, and then you move around umpires and all that stuff. We'll talk a little chamber with our director, Courtney. She's coming in just a moment.
Have you found that your house heats best with a specific species of wood? Do you have a small, high-efficiency wood stove? No problem. Freeze Firewood has all their firewood sorted by wood species and can custom process any length and split sizes to make your firewood order one of a kind. They even screen their firewood to ensure that it's mess-free upon delivery. Call Freeze Firewood today to place your order. Freeze Firewood, your premier firewood supplier of the Northwoods. Check them out on Facebook.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
The annual Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us Saturday, June 21st, as we travel to downtown Minneapolis to watch the Brewers take on the Twins. Space is limited, so grab your spot today. This is a one-day adventure. Cost is $100, which includes your ticket, parking, and a comfortable ride on a Krug tour bus. Call today to reserve your spot. 715-762-3221. Brewer Bus Trip 2025. Saturday, June 21st, with 98Q Country and Trail Mix 103.1 FM.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that, June 21st for the Brewer Bus Trip. Oh, we have Courtney in from the chamber. We have Missy Negri also in to chat a little bit about Flamborama pageant and all that stuff. So good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in here. We're thinking ahead here. We're thinking ahead here to some events. Of course, we've got things going on this summer, but we have a couple of specific things that we wanted to kind of get out there for the people today, right, Courtney?
Yeah, we've got stuff that looking for people interested in registering for both the pageant and for the Evergreen Run, but seeking out businesses or individuals that are willing to help sponsor those events by donating some items for the kids.
Okay.
So these are prizes that go to, I'll speak about the Evergreen specifically right now, is like we do the Chase the Mascot Run, which is free for kids 10 and under to participate in.
Chase the Mascot.
Yeah, okay. We've got someone who dresses up and the kids get to run, and it's really, it's just something fun. It's not timed. It's not very far, but it gives them something to do. And
so are they chasing after the mascot?
Yeah, okay. Well, sometimes they're faster than the mascot. All right. It depends
on
the kid.
Do they get to, like, jump on the mascot and,
you know, what happens whatever at the race stays at the race. Yeah.
Okay,
you know?
All right.
Whatever makes for a good photo
I've seen
op.
Mascot things at stadiums. I'm just saying, it's stuff that happens, so all right.
The mascot runs pretty fast. He's okay. Going for his life there.
Okay. All right, very good.
But we give out little swag bags for the kids who participate in that, so we're always looking for items to put in there. Those type of things include, like, fun stickers. We had beach balls, bubbles, just things for kids age 10 and under that they get a little prize at the end after doing the race, because we want them to be motivated to make those healthy choices and participate in stuff like that.
So if there's a business listening that has something that maybe they could contribute to that,
yes,
get
definitely.
A hold of the chamber, right?
Yeah.
All right, very good. All right. What else we got? Missy Negri is here. The pageant is going to be on us before we know. So what do we have an update for that?
Well, we have our flyers getting up and all over the state of Wisconsin, because it's not just for Park Falls residents. That's one thing that I've changed in the past years when I was asked to do it. I'm very, I want everyone to be able to be having an experience to be a part of it. Okay. But so we got those out. And then we have registrations up and on Facebook all over the place. But just quickly kind of going through what's going on, it is going to be Saturday, August 2nd, and the doors are going to open at 10 o'clock, and the pageant's going to start at 11. So our contestants, and that's one thing that I'm seeking, is contestants from the ages of 4 to 18, and or 4 to 19, sorry. And we have 1, 2, 3, 5 different divisions. So each division has an age bracket that will go. Then we have our competition.
So talk a little bit about what is involved. If a parent is listening right now and says, well, that sounds good, but what am I getting into here? So what's involved if someone commits to being a contestant for this?
Well, a contestant, so what we have is each one of the girls, we have a couple different categories that they'll be competing in. The first one is an interview where the girl will go in and meet with our judges. I have 5 judges that are not from the area. They have no relation or anything to anyone in the area. And then they'll go in, talk with the judge, have a few questions, nothing hard. I mean, it could be, what's your favorite color?
Right. If you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be?
You know, just kind of gaining some confidence, and that's kind of where my whole thing is, you know, getting these girls to be a little more confident in themselves, not think that, oh, it's just about beauty and, you know, the most expensive dress. It's really about, you know, the girl. And then after that, we have a on-stage introduction, so each one of the girls will go up in their shirt that is supplied. That's part of the registration fee of $65, so it's a really... it's a cute shirt with some spangled pageant girl on it with a crown. I can't wait to actually wear my own. Nice. And then they'll just go up, introduce themselves, where they're from, get off the stage, and then they'll go get ready for their athletic wear. So they can come on back up afterwards, do a little walk in some athletic wear. And then, again, each division will go off, and then the next part will be their formal gown. So this is where I think every little girl or every girl that I know of, you know, is the favorite thing, is getting dressed up in that dress.
Sure.
Then afterwards, the judges each have a criteria, and then we will crown our division winners. And then with the division winners, we also have, Courtney was talking about, some swag bags. So each one of the girls will get a bag. Our division winners will receive a crown, a formal sash, and then we ask them on Sunday to come to the parade. But, you know, this isn't something that is like, I'll take it as my daughter Olivia with what she was in. You know, we're not going to Los Angeles, California afterwards.
Okay. All right.
So this is, you know, just keeping it local and small, kind of adding those that want to get their feet wet into pageantry, introduced to it. And then we do have working on with another organization that, you know, if these girls want to move on to something different, we will pay, depending on what our registrations numbers come in, a portion of their next registration fee.
Sure. Okay. And this is for girls ages, what did you say,
4 to 19.
4 to 19. Mm-hmm. All right. And if they are interested or have any questions, where would be a good place for them to go and see?
They can contact Courtney at the chamber. They can contact me at 715-776-6610. Or you can find me on Facebook. But we also do have a Miss Flamborama pageant Facebook page that they can look there also.
Miss Flamborama on Facebook. Mm-hmm. All right. So Flamborama is all set, right? No stressing, right, Courtney? We're good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
she's smooth good.
Sailing from here.
She's so relaxed. She looks so relaxed. Oh, wait till late July. But we have a big Flamborama, Chris Cruzy, big day, big event, right?
Yeah, it's going to be a very exciting event this year, and we're adding some new elements that those will be released when we get the schedules out at the end of May, and I think people will be really excited that there's some new stuff being added. And
Fun. Yeah. All right, parkfalls.com, always a good place to go for stuff going on around the area and places to go and see and do. All right. Yes. Thank you, Courtney.
Thank you.
Missy, thank you. Missy Negri joining us on Reality Radio. The news coming up in just a moment.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Never-Clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Have you found that your house heats best with a specific species of wood? Do you have a small, high-efficiency wood stove? No problem. Freeze Firewood has all their firewood sorted by wood species and can custom process any length and split sizes to make your firewood order one of a kind. They even screen their firewood to ensure that it's mess-free upon delivery. Call Freeze Firewood today to place your order. Freeze Firewood, your premier firewood supplier of the Northwoods. Check them out on Facebook.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
Shop Bader Sports Center for their huge in-store spring sale. Running now through April 19th. Save 30% and up to 40% on our in-stock merchandise. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Pick up any last-minute needs for your spring turkey hunt. And with the general fishing season opening in May, it's time to restock your tackle box. Or purchase a new rod and reel at great savings. And don't forget your 2025 DNR licenses. Bader Sports Center, right next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Are you a veteran, or a dependent, or a survivor of a veteran? The Price County Veterans Service Office is committed to helping all veterans and their families. You may be eligible for benefits through the PACT Act, a new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and other toxic substances. The office's mission is to assist veterans and their dependents in understanding and obtaining benefits provided by all levels of government. They are committed to advocating for veterans. Call 715-339-2545 or email them today at cvso@co.price.wi.us. to set up an appointment.
We have some exciting new events going on at Wheelway in Fifield, and Pete, nice enough to join us. Hey, we have an exciting month of, I tell you what, March was so much fun with that cash grab, but we've got some really good stuff coming up. We're going to team up with Catkins, I understand, here in the month of April, right?
Absolutely.